Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our day is about to get better because joining us right now, John Heyman. John.
How you doing?
Oh, John.
Excellent.
How can we be doing bad?
That conference call, I've never been on a conference call with you two. That was fantastic.
It didn't last long. And before we get to that, John Heyman is brought to you by Sport Clips. Sport Clips, cut the weight. Download the new Sport Clips Haircuts app and check in. By Brothers Supply, New York's number one source for ICF, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. And by Greenwich Hospital, the great John Heyman. If you notice, let's go back to that conference call. If you notice, did you notice how, like when you ask a question or Joel Sherman or Mike Puma or Steve Gelbs, or any of these kind of people, they get to back up the question with a little bit of a follow-up.
Evan, yes, I did.
Evan
and I
asked
think that's
the question,
very nice of them.
Evan asked the, okay, Evan asked the question. They couldn't – first of all, they would never let me ask a question. Let's be honest about that. That was never happening. And how quick did they cut Evan off?
They did it so smoothly.
I didn't think it was so smooth.
I didn't even notice it.
Because John,
Dave Wallstein tweeted about it.
Because John,
who tweeted about it?
Dave Wallstein tweeted that you guys were cut off.
Well, because if you listened
on...
If you listened on our end, we were airing it live. So anyone who was listening via the radio, they would have heard me going into my follow-up question. And then hearing the operator say... Next question comes from. So
funny.
That's
how
why.
Was the follow? I didn't get to hear it.
My follow up was, Brody, you're full of it. That was my follow up. I didn't say it to those
extent, but it was.
Maybe it's a 7 second delay or something. I don't know.
Wanted to call him out because what he said wasn't true. That was my problem. I mean, you could say stuff that isn't true and just repeat it, and I guess people believe it, but I'm not that stupid. It's not true what he was saying.
I got to say, I liked your line of questioning. It was from the Edward R. Murrow, Joel Sherman line of questioning. I liked it. It was very tough, very good. Now I feel kind of bad because I was kind of soft with my
question. What was your question?
He said it was a tough decision, but then he seemed so confident about it. So I wanted to ask him what he meant by... that it was a difficult conclusion or not an easy decision. Did he mean it was difficult because they like Carlos and they felt bad about this, or did it mean that there were people like arguing on his behalf and they were going back and forth? So what it meant was what he answered was that they like Carlos and it was difficult for them to do it, not that it was a difficult decision.
They bungled this.
They
screwed this up, John. I'm sorry.
Well, obviously, this is not the result that you want. It's what day is today? It's past Martin Luther King's birthday, and they don't have a manager. They're going into
Well, actually,
it's now.
Monday. Is it Monday? Is
well,
Monday.
That's the day.
Oh, okay. Today's Martin
Luther
the birthday.
King Jr.
The
is
official
on Monday,
day is today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what is your? I mean, is it the fact that they hired him or the fact that they fired him that you don't like?
Where do you want me to start? Yeah. I am annoyed about the fact that they didn't stand by him based on the public information. And I'm annoyed at their answers today. They came across like an organization that has no idea what they're doing. Number one, I don't care what they could repeat the same thing over and over again. Keep repeating it. There were rumblings that the Astros were doing something. You're interviewing a manager. You're probably talking to him for 8 hours about lineups and whatnot. Bring it up. That is inexcusable. That's number one. And number two, and this was asked, I thought, really well by Joel Sherman, who I still think hates us, but he did a great job asking questions, so I still have great respect for him in that regard, where you didn't say anything in the last 3 months? Like, seriously? Major League Baseball's investigating, and you're not saying, hey, Carlos, we want to know something about what's going on? They messed up every angle of it, John. And in the first part, let me just throw the dunk down. They didn't hire Joe Girardi.
Yeah, well, that's the biggest mistake.
We've been over that. Yeah, okay. I get that.
Let me tell you something that bothers me too, and I'm totally upset about it. The whole thing is that why did the commissioner, if he didn't name any other players, he throws Carlos Beltran's name out there?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that's the key question. And you said based on the public information, right?
Yeah.
We don't have much public information on Carlos Beltran. All it said in the report was that Carlos Beltran and other players discussed it. I think the mere fact, and I've done some reporting on this since then, I know they didn't want to get into it or throw Carlos any more under the bus than he already is, and neither did the commissioner. I think he was more heavily involved than the other players. I mean, he was a leader on that team. He's a veteran. He is known as a great sign stealer. I think he was known before this as just a brilliant sign stealer, not someone who skirted the rules in any way. So, I think that partly answers your question. I think that, you know, the reason they didn't get into that with him is I know there were whispers about the Astros and there were whispers about other teams, but, I mean, basically the story had been that they were great at stealing signs. And when he was hired, nobody said, why'd they hire this guy? He obviously cheated. And in November, there was a story in the New York Times about how great he was at stealing signs. Nobody brought it up then. I mean, yeah, they would have been brilliant to think of it at that time and get into it. I don't know that it would have done them any good. It's possible they could have thought of it, but nobody else did either. So, I don't really kill them on that. I do think that it was a gamble. I gave a short answer when you guys asked me at that time when they hired him. I thought it was a risk. I thought it was unproven. That's not the guy I would have hired in the first place. But I think at this stage, I don't think they had any choice. He's in the middle of a scandal, and I think it's clear. Well, maybe it's not clear, but I think the reason that he was mentioned is because he was in the middle of this
scandal. here's what I will say. I believe, and sometimes it's difficult to do it, but I believe we all have a right to change our opinion based on the facts that are given to us. Okay? So when those facts come out about Carlos Beltran that were not presented in that report, nor they were expressed by the New York Mets,
right,
you're damn right there's going to be a lot of people, maybe myself included, who are going to say, okay, the Mets got it right. But in this moment of January 16th, based on the facts that are present to us, Carlos Beltran did not deserve to lose his job. Is that a fair statement?
I'm going to take the position that they feel bad about it. They do like Carlos personally, and they didn't want to besmirch him even more than he's already
The commissioner should have then. If the commissioner should have showed more guts then. Don't just put his name out there as a smoke sign. If you know more, say it. Because how can I trust you? Like, did he investigate the devices the Astros were wearing? That was out there.
Yeah,
John Boy had that out there months ago. Is it true? Comment on it, Mr. Commissioner.
Well, he gave the players immunity, and I can see why. The union
not Beltran.
Involved.
Yeah, not Beltran didn't get any immunity.
Have spoken. Now, I think Beltran would have had to have spoken anyway because he's now a manager. But I think the players would not have spoken because of the union would not have, the union would have protected them, and they wouldn't have to be called into the commissioner's office and speak. And the only reason that they all did is because they were all given immunity. And, in Beltran's case, it was a double-edged sword. It helped him in terms – and I think he deserved the immunity as well because he was a player at
that
time.
He didn't get immunity.
It helped him.
He got no immunity.
He got hosed.
Beltran got hosed.
Well, I look at it this way. A.J. Hinch broke monitors and obviously disapproved of what was going on. Now, I do think he did deserve a penalty because he looked the other way and he was the leader of that team. And I understand why he got the penalty, but it would be a little unfair to him, not saying that he wanted Beltran to be let go, but it would be a little unfair to him that he's let go for looking the other way, and the guy that he was looking the other way for, one of the two anyway, because Cora was let go, got to be a manager. And that would not be fair either. So, this is a guy who skirted the rules, and unfortunately for him, because people like Carlos, he had to pay for it. I think this pick was a risk to begin with. That was my opinion, and I'll stick with that, and I think they did the right thing here.
Does this destroy any chance Beltran has of getting in the Hall of Fame?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think people may consider it at the time. I really haven't given enough thought at this point, but I don't think so.
Why? I mean, if this is all about the integrity of the game, right? We're always talking integrity of the game.
It might affect it. I'm not going to say it's going to destroy it. We'll see. A lot of people have taken.
Does he get another job in baseball?
What? I think he'll be able to get a job in baseball. I don't think he's going to get in my opinion, you asked me today, I don't think he's going to get a managing job. I think this was a reach to begin with. He's got a great name. He was a fantastic player. He's basically a friendly guy. He's not qualified. He's not qualified to be a manager. And I understand there have been guys who are not qualified who got hired before, and some of them have worked.
Because he didn't coach or...
Well, that doesn't mean he's not qualified.
I don't think he would do that job. You know, I mean, how much money did he make? He's not going to be a hitting coach.
Well, what makes someone qualified to be a manager? It's a million-dollar question.
The guy played baseball for 20 years.
Was Aaron Boone qualified?
He's not qualified?
Was Boone qualified?
That's my opinion. I would not have.
Was Aaron Boone qualified? Was Aaron Boone qualified?
I think he's worked out.
I get that, but was he qualified?
Come on. You're not answering the question. We love you, but you're
not really.
Okay. That's a fine answer.
Okay, so, I think he's worked out.
Yeah, he has.
He looks pretty good.
Oh, no doubt. I like Boone. I think he really has worked out. I'm surprised by it, and, you know, good for him. He's got a good team, but even this past year, he should have won Manager of the Year. He should have.
The damage is done. Who is the next manager? That's what's important now.
Well, you know, it looks they didn't answer the question whether they're going to keep paying Beltran, but I'm assuming they pay. I don't want to assume anything, but they may be paying him something. They're paying Callaway still. Are they going to really bring in another guy who's making $1 million or more and then end up spending $4 million or $5 million?
So, in other words, it's going to be like
I think that's a real question, and that's a question you guys ask all the time.
So, in other words, whoever they can get on the cheap, they're going to bring in. Is that what you're saying?
You know, I'm wondering, you know, at this point, Eduardo Perez may be too expensive for them. I mean, he just signed a lucrative, from what I understand, long-term deal with ESPN. It did appear that he finished second. Either he or Shelton finished second. Now, Shelton's already employed as the Pittsburgh Pirates manager, so he's out of the equation. But Eduardo Perez would seem like a logical candidate. Now, to me, the most logical, knowing what's gone on, could be someone in-house, Hensley Mullins, Rojas. You know, somebody like that could
no
be logical.
Show
for me, I'd hire one of two people. I could think a little bit longer, but I think they need goodwill. They need good publicity.
Go ahead.
Buck Showalter.
You're going to say one
Terry
of these
Collins.
Is not
That's what you're going to say.
But I know him pretty well.
Who?
I think he would do a good job.
Who?
So that'd be
Who?
My judgment.
Who?
The
oh
two
God.
I would
He's building
consider would
up.
Be Dusty Baker,
yes.
who is
okay.
qualified. The
okay.
other one would be David Wright.
David Wright. So wait, what's all that? You're just telling me how Beltran's not qualified.
I know both people well. And
but David Wright
is
qualified.
David
hold on.
Wright
why
could
is
job.
And I love David Wright, but why is David Wright qualified but not Beltran?
No, I could see you saying that he's not qualified.
Right.
I don't think you said it.
I didn't
I know
say
both
it.
People well. No offense to you guys. I don't think you guys know them very well.
Who?
David Wright, I think, could do a good job. That would be my opinion.
Okay.
That would be a risk.
I'm not against David Wright, but, I mean, you just went on this thing about Beltran being not qualified, but you say David Wright is?
You know, there's a question whether he's qualified.
But
in terms of what they need right now, they need somebody.
How about
goodwill.
Buck's no shot?
You know, I think that's what they need right now. And they need somebody with a clean
Buck.
record.
Buck, I'm throwing Buck at you. No Buck?
Oh, Buck, I mean, I wouldn't complain. He's obviously an excellent manager.
Of course.
Yeah, I wouldn't complain. The two names that came to my mind would be Dusty Baker.
Could you imagine David Wright?
I think those would engender the best feeling among the fans at this point, and they'd both be excellent, in my opinion. But, yes, Buck Showalter's an excellent manager, obviously.
Unbelievable. Wow. Okay.
I don't think they're going to spend. They're going to have competition for Buck Showalter. He's already interviewed with Houston.
No, well, they're not
going to
hire Buck
because
they're
going to
pay him. You just said it. They got to pay the guy. They didn't hire him, Buck.
Yeah.
It's odd.
They're already paying David, so what the hell?
Right.
Well, he has to give him a raise. Now, he said he doesn't want to do it.
Right.
But,
I don't think David wants to do it, but you never know. Things can change. Maybe I'm crazy to say this because I usually never say this about the Mets, but despite their leadership being really bad, I think they have a more appealing job than the Red Sox. I think the Mets have a more appealing job. The Red Sox just had a very Wilpony offseason. They signed Jose Peraza, Martin Perez, Kevin Pilecki.
Is that in the dictionary, Wilpony?
I just put it.
No, I think it's great.
They called it a day. Mookie's gone. We all know it. And there's a really good chance that a certain trillionaire is about to take over the Mets and sign Mookie. So in the past, because I actually wanted Alex Cora.
By the way.
Who? Mookie?
The certain millionaire.
Oh, the millionaire? Billionaire.
Well, Mookie, too.
I love Mookie.
Yeah, right.
But I actually wanted Alex Cora a couple years ago. I know your buddies with him. We'll get to that. And the reason I didn't think they'd get him is because why would someone take the Mets over the Red Sox? I think differently about that right now.
Is Alex Cora done? Does he get another job?
I think Alex Cora and A.J. Hinch have a chance to get another managing job. So I think they will, based on the fact that they're excellent managers.
Mm-hmm.
People have made comebacks. Right. Look, Alex Rodriguez has made a big comeback. People have made comebacks from big mistakes.
It's right before our eyes. the Mets should hire A.J. Hinch and name an interim for the year, and then A.J. takes over next
year. It'd be like Durant with the Nets.
It'd be like Kevin Durant, exactly.
No, I don't think that would not be fair to Beltran, I don't think. You know?
No, well, this whole thing isn't fair to Beltran, John.
Beltran
talking about fairness, John.
Yeah, I mean, he made a mistake, and it's unfortunate for him, and a lot of people have skirted the rules. It's unfortunate that it came out. I'm not going to say it's unfair to him. At this point, the Mets had no choice. I mean, you're looking at it from a fan perspective.
No, I'm not. I'm actually not. I was not excited about Beltran.
I wanted was.
Joe was. I'm looking at it from this information is public. Let me base my opinion factor. So you could say all day I'm just being a Met fan.
I get it.
But I'm being honest with you. That's how I truly feel.
I get it.
Okay.
But the reason there isn't more information, and I believe this, is that they don't want to.
Okay. Then let's get to that. Let's get to that. All day on Twitter today, Yankee fans, baseball fans, everybody is showing what they think are electronic devices on the Houston Astro players, whether it's Jose Altuve or somebody else. Major League Baseball has to say something or not, or but they have to say something.
Well,
Did they investigate this?
Are they saying it's not true?
None of it is true, even in 2019.
They said that they asked if there were any wearable
devices. Do you believe that?
Say that they found no evidence.
Do you believe that? Because I'm worried now about the integrity of them.
Do I believe that there were no wearable devices? I'm not so sure what to believe. The whole thing is very interesting. I mean, it was the woman or young lady who claims to be the niece of Beltran.
Well, she's not the niece.
Brought this to people's attention.
No, she's not.
We found out that was bogus.
John, that's not true. She seems to have a lot of information about Beltran.
John Boy brought it to our attention months ago.
Okay.
And he deserves a lot of credit because stuff's been out there and it has been talked about. Now, I read that report. I don't know if he deserves a lot of credit, but maybe. Well, I'm going to give him credit
because
he put all this stuff out for us to see. Because I don't know sometimes, John, if authority figures do something until they're embarrassed. You know what I mean by that? I don't think Major League Baseball does a damn thing about steroids until the United States Congress embarrassed them in front of everybody. And I don't know if Major League Baseball does something until they're embarrassed. So I'm skeptical of them
right now. They have done something here. The penalties are pretty severe.
Because they were embarrassed. It was out there. People saw it.
If I'm going to second-guess one thing, it's the 2017, and I was ridiculed, and I'm basically banned from New England Airwaves for saying that the Red Sox should have forfeited games in 2017.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm sorry.
The one thing you don't want
in Major League Baseball is have the World Series be questioned. And now, regular season, okay. The World Series, that is a negative. So, okay, let's say.
So now you want to take championships away, John? Come on, John.
No, I didn't say take championships away.
Well, you did. You're taking games away now.
Well, I mean, there needed to be a stronger penalty at that point. Whether it's draft choices, suspensions, I don't even remember what the penalty was for the Red Sox. And it was pretty, what they did was pretty ridiculous with the Apple Watches. And it's pretty ridiculous they're caught up in it again after that. That shows you how weak the penalty was at that moment. Now, I do think MLB did a good job with this, as good as they could do. I mean, obviously the players are protected by the union. The owner obviously is in a very strong position. You can only do so much. They fined him the max. I do think that the owner should be responsible for this rather than just throwing people under the bus and firing people and pointing the finger elsewhere. So I think the owners came away a little unscathed compared to where they should be, and probably the players did too, compared to Hinch and Luno. I know nobody's shedding a tear for Luno as he was not popular, but I think MLB did a good job with this. The first time they gave a stern warning, and apparently it wasn't enough. At the time I thought that warning it might help. You know, he said we're going to go after the management, and they certainly did. So good for MLB for doing that. But I do think that first Red Sox penalty was not enough.
All right, who's going to manage the Astros? Who's going to manage the Red Sox? And your prediction on the Mets? I know it's still very early in this process. Let's hear the Heyman predictions.
Yeah. This is way early in the process. Fine. I mean, the Mets. I'll just say, I don't think they're going to pick one of the two that I just suggested, unfortunately. And I'm not sure they're going to, you know, obviously they took someone inexperienced this time and the time before that. I would like to see them take somebody experienced, I'll say that. And it's just a matter of the money then.
So what's your prediction?
Third person.
Terry
Houston,
Collins?
I think, is going to hire. I thought their initial thought was going to be Espada. And in fact, I'd heard that Espada had even been told that he was getting the job, and now they're interviewing from outside. So I'm going to assume they're going to pick one of these guys they're interviewing, and I would say Showalter or Gibbons.
Wow.
Both will have an excellent chance. Mm. Boston is wide open. I will say this. I think they're going to go outside. I've seen some speculation on inside names.
Varitek is a name, Jason Varitek.
Oh, really? Yeah,
I think they're going to go outside and find somebody else. But, yes, Varitek is a name that's out there. That would count as inside. It wouldn't shock me, but I think they'll go outside. I think Houston will go outside. Mets, I'm not so sure. But, you know, I'm not expecting one of my two wishes to come true.
Mm.
But I you can see what I'm saying. I think they need a little goodwill now and a guy with a clean slate.
I don't know who the goodwill guy. Like, we did a 20-minute Twitter poll, and Buck won, Buck Showalter. But I don't know if there really is a goodwill candidate out there. I mean, Buck won the votes, but it wasn't like he got 85% of the vote. The goodwill candidate was a fellow you may have heard of named Joe Girardi. And for whatever reason, they decided he wasn't good enough for what they were doing. So right now, whomever they pick, I don't think it's going to be met with, this is great, goodwill from Met fans.
Yeah.
I think so. I think they'll be. I think a lot of people will understand this decision in the end.
I think it's whoever they can pay the least amount of money to. That's who it's going to be.
I think, you know, we're talking now about the third salary, likely, assuming they're paying Beltran something. So I'm kind of with you on that.
John,
I think it's,
do you have, this is a pure guess. I'm just being honest.
Sure.
I don't think they're paying Beltran.
Yeah, I bet they're not.
I don't know. That's why I said maybe paying him.
I'm trying
he doesn't need the money, obviously.
I'm reading Jeff's answer because he was asked, and Jeff jumped in and said, well, you know, all I'll say is we mutually agreed to part ways. If Joe and the station mutually agree to part ways, do you think the station's paying you money?
No.
No. So I don't know if I buy that. I don't know if I buy that.
Well, I think I know that the initial word at the beginning was that he stepped down, and that's not right. He really was more let go.
Yeah, of course.
Stepped down.
Of course he was. He didn't step down on his
own. I do think Cora and the Red Sox, I think that was pretty mutual. I mean, but it was a little different situation. Beltran seemed to have a little bit more chance to survive it just because of the situation that he was a player at the time and wasn't suspended for a year. So I don't believe that he stepped down. I believe that he was, you know, if you had to pick one or the other, he was fired. But I'll let them go with mutual. That's okay. By the end, it was probably mutual. They may not be paying him. It's not a situation like Cora or Hinch where they're not super wealthy. They're wealthy, but they're not super wealthy. And Beltran certainly doesn't need $1 million a year. So it is possible that they're not paying him. I do not know. Cora is being paid. I do know that. The Red Sox took care of him in the subsequent years. I do not know on Hinch either.
Mm. All right, let's do football predictions.
Yeah, we got to do it. We'll do it, John. Even though there is football this weekend.
I forgot.
We wouldn't know about it. But anyway,
I am very upset about last weekend because I was on a roll and I went
1-3.
1-3.
One, it wasn't good. We only went 2-2. So.
Yeah, Joe and I went 2-2.
Don't feel too bad. The Chiefs to even get to 1-3.
Well, that's a win.
Small comeback.
That was our win, too.
They scored like 41 points in a row. What do you mean?
They crushed
it. All right, well, you know, however you want to
define
it.
Based on the current lines.
Both 7.5, is that what it is?
Right now, actually, San Francisco is 7.5. Kansas City is 7. That's the number I have on the CBS Sports app.
So there you go, John. 7.5 with the Niners over the Packers, 7 with the Chiefs over the Titans.
What are you doing?
Go.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs and the Packers, and I'm going to say that's the Super Bowl. Same as
rematch
the
Super
of
Super
Bowl
One.
How about that? What's symmetry?
And Joe and I will remember Super Bowl One.
I've seen every Super Bowl.
Born,
but you know what's crazy?
I've seen every one.
I've actually seen it because if you have the NFL app, the Game Pass app, they have all the Super Bowls. So I've actually watched it. Crazily
there you go.
I did know the result though when I watched it, but you know.
Well, I'm happy my Packers are still involved. So I'm
your Packers.
Your Packers. Thank you.
Didn't know they were yours, but. Now
well,
we do.
You know, my family is from Wisconsin. So
I understand.
Okay.
What am I going to say? My Jets? I mean, that's embarrassing.
You don't have to worry
Dolphins?
About that. It's only 51 years.
Dolphins, no.
John, we love you, man.
You know we love you, John.
We do.
I know. Same here, guys. And great job on that call. I like the question. It was
Thanks.
Tough.
Yeah.
Great.
It was good. And
they couldn't wait to get rid of us.
Yeah, they did it very smoothly.
It was smooth, huh?
Yeah, okay. Smooth, all right.
They love us over there.
Thank you.
I don't know about that, but
I don't know who loves us more, the Mets or the Jets. Who do you think loves us more?
The Mets, actually.
You think so?
The Jets wouldn't even send you a jersey. They sent one to everybody in
media.
Well,
neither didn't send one to either of us.
Neither one of us.
No, that's true.
You're the face of Jet fandom. I know you're humble about it, but you are.
Then the Mets haven't exactly sent us anything either.
I think the Jets are just not competent.
Of course, you're 100% right about that. That's for sure.
You know what?
I wouldn't take that personally.
I would say the Garden probably is number one at this point.
But the Garden just, forget it.
For the station in general.
Right.
Thank you, John.
All right, John. Thanks, guys.
All the love, John. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.